Bruce Williamson is the chair of the Severnside branch of the Campaign for Rail Future. Bruce, morning.
Good morning, John.
So what do you want it spent on?
Well, you won't be surprised to learn that we think rail investment is sound. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's plenty, you know, on our sort of wish list. It'd be nice to get the electrification finished and maybe extended to Western. It might be nice to reopen the station at St Anne's Park or Salford. There's all sorts that could be done, but you're right, a few hundred million really doesn't go very far when it comes to transport investment.
I remember being in Salford, I think it was in 2013 or 2014, on the very site of the original railway station, which was shut, and there was a campaign there. And so far, I think, in that intervening decade, plus, nothing's happened on that. We still haven't actually got the final sign-off on Portishead. That's still got to have one more signature on it. And the Brabazon, well, that's up and running. I mean, within this 800 million. You're not going to get a great deal of rail at all for that.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right in that, you know, rail campaigning is a very, very long-term aim. And I think Portishead shows that. You're right that there's a final signature needed. But I'm pretty optimistic that that one's in the bag. But when it comes to, you know, a mass transit system for Bristol, we know whether it's a tram or a bus network or whatever, there's a point I really want to ram home here, and you know, because politicians are idiots, and what
say me,
yeah. personal opinion, but what they will do is they will look at, well, a tram would cost this, a bus would be quite a lot cheaper, they're the same thing, let's go for the bus. And what they fail to take into account is that trams are much, much better, probably about three times better at attracting people out of their cars.
Why?
Well, I don't know why. I think they're just perceived, it's perception, that they're perceived as a higher quality form of transport, but the evidence shows it. I've actually done some homework on this, you know. So, you know, the Metro bus, bus-based, hasn't been a runaway success, has it? It sort of works, but it's not brilliant. But the, you know, Nottingham and Sheffield and Manchester and Croydon, where they put trams in, they're hugely successful. So the politicians need to take into account that trams are much better at attracting people, and that's the way to persuade people to leave their cars at home and reduce congestion and get a decent public transport system.
Bruce, great to have you on the programme. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Cheers.
Bruce Williamson, chair of the Severnside branch of the Campaign for Rail Future.